Thank you for calling Dial a Prayer, a ministry of Zion Lutheran Church in Petoskey, Michigan. This week at Zion, we're going to be talking about worship, at worship. During church, we're going to kind of break apart the different pieces of the worship service, and it's got me thinking about what's the right way to worship and to pray to our God. One verse that has been misused, almost comically, at recent days is Luke chapter 4, verse 7. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. This sounds like the speaker wants to give us everything if we worship properly, and the assumption might be that that's God. But if you look at the context, this is where the devil is tempting Jesus to bow down and worship him as a false god, a false idol. And the devil's promises are a lie. Instead, let's turn to John chapter 4, where Jesus is speaking to that humble woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus says to her, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Our worship and our prayers always are meant to be a reflection of God's love and prayers for us. His appreciation for our worship is just a reflection of what he has already done in loving us and caring for us, and especially sending a Savior like Jesus to watch over us and to redeem us. So let's worship him for this next couple moments in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank and we praise you, for your words are truth and your spirit is pure. Help us to worship you in this spirit and in your truth. Help us to reflect your words, to take to heart all the ways that you have loved us, and then show you that appreciation, show you that love, and in doing so, reflect it out into the world as well as back up to heaven from whence it has come. Thank you, God, for the gift of salvation. Thank you for our Savior Jesus, and it is in his name that we pray. Amen. May God be with you today and always as you seek to worship and live your life in praise to him. Amen.